Hi, everybody. This is Brett. Today is December 3rd, 2013, and this is not a show. This is an announcement and then a message. Now, even though this is unnumbered and untitled, basically, and it's something that I'm actually hoping that by the end of December, by the beginning of 2014, I will be able to delete from the podcast feed forever. This is, quite honestly, even though it is untitled, it is a non-show, one of the most important transmissions that has come through this feed. So I hope, if you feel that it is applicable to you, that you will continue to listen. Now, if you are new to the podcast, if you're new to School Sucks and this is the first thing that you've ever heard, this is not for you. If you came to this site to learn, the history or the hidden messages of school, please check out our series, The Hidden Lessons of School. If you came here to learn more about critical thinking, please check out our Trivium series. If you came to explore the topic of logic, please check out our, what I think is a very entertaining 10-plus part series called Logic Saves Lives. There's plenty of stuff for the new guy or new gal to do. This message is not for you, and this is certainly not a good place to start. So all that being said, you've probably gathered by this point that this transmission will contain a very clear and very important call to action. So let's start with an announcement. I posted this on the Facebook page, but only a few hundred people saw it, so I thought I should share it here where thousands and thousands and thousands of people will be able to hear it. We have a little technical problem. The Asus G73 laptop that I use to produce all the audio and video stuff is malfunctioning pretty significantly. It appears to be a power supply issue, and hopefully there'll be good news on that front by the middle to the end of this week, and we'll be back in action. But things are kind of on hold till then. So I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll hear me out. I'll try to be as quick as I can. As many of you know, over the course of the last year, I have tried to replace what I used to do for work with School Sucks Project, which is, maybe some of you don't know, is much more than just a podcast. It's a web community. It's a YouTube channel. And it has been a 35 to 40 hour a week time investment with my current skills and current equipments to produce what we do produce. I've tried to find some better ways to use that time. A lot of it is done dealing with web issues, doing research, pre-production. Post-production is a very, very time-consuming thing. And I take a lot of pride in the quality of the output when all of that is done. Now, when I started this, it was very much a hobby, and I was making a pretty good living in what we could call educational services, but that's not what it is. And in the years prior, I was making an even better living, and I have a very good idea about what my hourly value is in the world of meaningless and often destructive, quote-unquote, educational jobs. Over the past 10 years, really, I have, in some ways fortunately, but in some ways, quite honestly, unfortunately, been learning my way out of a secure career in educational services. Again, that is a euphemism for what I was doing, and let me explain what I mean. Well, how did I live so securely years ago in Massachusetts in a nice condo and have a nice car and make more money doing this than I really would today know what to do with, even though I had no problem spending it then? Well, I did whatever anyone asked. So how you make money in that business, number one, at least was the case a couple years ago, you do No Child Left Behind tutoring, which is basically like almost torturing young people. The number two biggest draw was doing what I've referred to before as firefighter tutoring, where a kid is getting bad grades and you go into his house and you say, boy, you know, Johnny, you got to get these grades up so you can start feeling good about yourself. You act as the tutor as an enforcer for the corrupt schooling system. That would no longer appear on my resume, in the list of services that I'm willing to provide. Number three was standardized test preparation. Unfortunately, this is just a highly competitive market. I do, you know, there's parts about it that I don't love. I feel like I'm participating in the college scam, but I do also feel like there's a lot of good opportunities in a test like the SAT. Unfortunately, this work has just been historically very unsteady because the SAT is only 7 or 8 times a year. And I've expanded my skill to do the ACT and the PSAT and the SAT 2 subject area tests. But I've come to the conclusion that that is never going to provide any kind of steady and secure living for me. And it's not, when I was running a small tutoring company, it was spending a lot of time doing unpaid work, trying to connect with schools or, you know, school-related clubs, trying to make connections with, like, the football booster club, like that kind of stuff. And it just wasn't really the most productive and enjoyable way to spend my time. Well, I have found the most productive, rewarding, and enjoyable way to spend my time. But again, I have to kind of balance that with the consideration of knowing what my time is worth. In the world of fake education, unfortunately, it is much, much more than the world of real education, which is what I feel like we do here. And that's what this transmission today is really about. Not getting everything even, Steven, but starting to close the very wide gap between the comfortable living of educational counterfeiting and the unfortunately very shaky and often nerve-wracking living of running a web community called SchoolSucksProject.com. The month of December is crucial for us to raise more money for School Sucks Project and for the creator, that's me, Brett the Knot. I've been very encouraged by our growth over the course of the last year, but in the last few months, that growth has really stagnated and it's becoming a concern. Now, another thing that has worried me is this idea of jumping the shark. In other words, is our best work behind us? I could not disagree more that our best work is behind us. I think in the last few months between the podcast and YouTube, we have done some of our highest quality and most relevant work in the 4+ years that we've done School Sucks Podcast. I have 3 series right now in pre-production. Once I'm done with the series with Daryl, I have 3, I think, really important, potentially kick-ass new podcast series. And that's just the podcast. You know, the video stuff. I'm so excited about where we are right now, where I am right now with video production and how much, even though my work might still not be top-notch, how much it has improved in the last 3 months and what we've been able to do. All of the things that got us to where we are, like that made a name for School Sucks, were accomplished by a young man working in his spare time with slightly above average intelligence and no time management and productivity skills. Really no technical skills, period. And I'm talking about the first year of doing the podcast that really put us on the map with, like, Free Domain Radio and Free Talk Live and the Free State Project and all the things that help us propel our growth from there. The stuff that connected us with the Tragedy and Hope community in 2010 and led to even more growth for us. All I was offering was, like, a very mediocre audio quality podcast. We barely even had a website. Now everything has changed. And it's not just being able to use new technical know-how. It has been, in the last 4 or 5 months, this absolutely transformative, stress-free productivity system of getting things done that has changed my perspective completely. Now I feel like I can see the altitudes. After filling my life with so much stuff to do and just feeling like it was kind of bouncing from one thing to another. For a long time, my personal and my professional life, even though, you know, both had numerous successes, it kind of felt to me like that video of the Wright brothers' first flight looked. It was like up and crash and bump, 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 and up again and crash and bump, bump, bump. And I really feel like in the last few months, everything has changed. I'm so optimistic about the future. I'm so optimistic about what we can do. The runway is clear. We've got a modern plane. But it needs fuel. Ooh, too much. Too much metaphor. We're going to stay. You know what? I've made a commitment to not edit. Sorry. This message kind of grew out of a couple of things that have happened in the last couple weeks. First of all, when the Asus broke, I was right in the middle of making a video and I was like, oh, well, shit. You know, I was really excited about the next 3 or 4 steps in that video production process, and it immediately goes on hold. So I have to kind of shift my focus into doing other productive things. I've put a lot of work into the website to making it appear a more friendly place if somebody arrives there and they're somewhat new to the ideas that we present on School Socks. What I've experienced in the last week of not being able to do all of these little short-term things that I want to get done, it's kind of representative of how I've felt over the last few months about the larger picture. It's kind of like with 2 eyes fixed firmly in the future and 2 feet in quicksand. It's hard to build in quicksand, and our quicksand is very much financial kind of quicksand. And I know this is a, you know, a difficult time for a lot of people, but what I ask for to help keep the show going and help keep the show growing is a modest contribution from each contributor that adds up to a significant amount of money for us or me here at the School Sucks Project. If you're completely unfamiliar with this request, it's one that I've kind of hinted at before, but today, because there is some importance and some urgency, I'm going at it in a little more direct fashion. We have a program to raise money for the show. I call it the AV Club, and it's essentially a bonus content section with hundreds and hundreds of hours of additional content that I offer as an incentive to get people to sign up. I really don't think that what's in the AV Club is why you should sign up. I think you should sign up because this is a very, very important message. We have been the most consistent and, in my opinion, the most entertaining and engaging voice on the subject of government school versus education on the internet for a number of years now. I think what we do is very, very important. And the truth is that if things do not change, this message will probably, by and large, disappear sometime in 2014. Now, we've had a lot of really encouraging growth over the last 12 months. I really started pushing this, I would say around this time last year when we launched the new website. And for the last few months, things have really stagnated. And I don't expect that anybody would really understand how much work goes into what I do. Like, I can't churn out those videos really fast. I'm really meticulous about the podcast editing process. I spend a ton of time in post-production. In fact, Gino Denning, who did the Trivium series with me, was like really, really complimentary and appreciative of the amount of work I took into tightening up our conversation. So we have a clear record of that Trivium presentation preserved on the internet for as long as the internet lasts, or as long as the School Sucks Project lasts. And I take a lot of pride in that. And I mean, I feel like I'm being very thoughtful, very meticulous, and very careful about everything I do because I feel that what I'm in charge of here is carrying one of the most important messages on the internet today. All that being said, you know, I might talk about my own struggles or my my concern about the lack of funds that we're able to raise with School Sucks Project, but I don't feel like I'm asking for anyone's charity. You know, I feel like the work that we do is extraordinarily valuable, and that's why I continue to do it. Now, obviously, if it's going to continue much longer, the amount of money that it brings in every month needs to increase dramatically. And just to let you know what goes on behind the scenes here, we have resource limitations. I think would be relatively easy for us to overcome if I wanted to change some of the ways that I do some things. And there are a number of temptations to commercialize the School Sucks Project in ways that will almost immediately provide more comfort for me. But I really, really want what we do to have community support and community engagement, because I think that's how we grow. And today, this month, December 2013, I need your help to do it. Now, lately, at least in the recent months, I've had a lot of conversations in private about my concerns with all of this. And, you know, something that a couple of people said to me is like, well, you have thousands of people in this audience. Have you said anything to them about these concerns or these needs? I say, well, I'll kind of hint around at it. But today, this is a more direct message. This is a more direct call to action. And I would really like you to assume, if you're still listening, that I'm talking to you. And this is one way to think about it. I have these thoughts, right, that are very compelling for me, but they're not really, they wouldn't be selling points for you, right? So I'll just give you an example. If one out of every six people who download School Sucks Podcast and currently don't contribute started contributing, it would change everything for the show, for me. Like, the sky would be the limit for what we could do. If one out of every six people started participating in the AV Club. Now, but wait a minute. When I say that, because I'm a podcast listener too, and I've heard these pitches before, and I know how I interpret them most of the time. I think most people would say, well, surely I'm in the five out of six people that he's not talking to. Unfortunately, statistically speaking, these are not exact statistics. It's about six out of six people who assume that they're in the five out of six people. So with School Sucks Podcast, let's assume that, you know, you are the other guy. If you're an adult, if you're employed, if you have $6 a month, and I think you do, you are the other guy. Because those other five people in your group of six could be kids. I hope they are. Now, I've gotten a lot of messages, a lot of feedback from young people. And, you know, I'm encouraged. And that's who I want, obviously, to be consuming this show. But I hope the people who are in a... any financial situation, period, because a lot of these teenagers don't even have a financial situation to speak of, we'll chip in for them, sponsor their access to this message. You know, considering the happiness and the satisfaction that I get from doing this work, I never really think about it as a sacrifice. I think I might have used that word once or twice, and I'm talking very quickly. I'm trying to get a lot of thoughts out, so this is not going to be perfect. But I've never considered it a sacrifice. However, if I had an accountant, my phone would be ringing every day, And he would be on the other end, or she would be on the other end saying, Brett, what the fuck are you doing? And there's lots of discouraging thoughts and voices like that accountant that come into my head. And whenever I start to get down in the dumps or think negatively about this, I try to have these strategies in place to counter those negative feelings. And one of the things that I reflect back on, I would say it like this. Just picture the worst teacher you ever had, just the shittiest, by-the-book, spirit-crushing indoctrinator. And I'm picturing somebody very, very specific in my schooling past. It was a high school teacher, and she taught history, so to speak. I credit this woman more than anyone else with making me hate that subject. I dreaded her class. I thought it was the worst, the most boring subject out there. Now, if you're new and you're still listening for some reason, later on I became a history teacher. So obviously there's a little bit of a story between, you know, this point and later on in life. Oh, but boy, when I graduated from high school, history was my most dreaded subject, my least favorite subject. And I think about this woman. And if she taught for 30 years in a high school the size of mine, this negative, you know, do nothing, totally uninteresting indoctrination agent, the amount of students that she would have interacted with, she would have had an impression on in her entire career. I can reach with my message that I believe is not only educational, but entertaining and empowering. I can reach as many people as she would reach in her entire career when I post something new in 24 to 48 hours. I like that thought. And that's a good transition into talking about gratitude, because maybe you are somebody who has been a contributor to School Sucks Project all along, and you've listened to this, and you're saying, this is kind of frustrating, you know, because I'm making a contribution. I don't want to end today's show without letting you people know how grateful I am. And if it wasn't for your support, this whole thing probably would have dissolved a long time ago, because it would not have been sustainable, the amount of time and effort that I put into it now. So I thank you so much, and I will get back into incorporating my appreciation for the people who have signed up over the last several months into the podcast very, very soon. We used to do a little geography trivia thing, and I've been encouraged to bring that back, and I'm currently collecting data on people's hometowns to do that. So that will be coming very soon. But I just want to be very clear and very sincere. I'm very, very grateful for the support that you provide. Also, if you are not an AV Club member yet and you plan on becoming one, the sign-up process is very easy. You go to schoolsucksproject.com. You right on the front page there, you'll see a red sign up button. It says, you know, help spread this message, support us. Just click it. It takes you to schoolsucksproject.com/AV, and you can see the sign up options. You can also sign up with Bitcoin. There's instructions right on the front page, or there's a link right on the front page that will take you to instructions for doing that. If you do sign up, and I hope you do, please allow me 24 hours. I'm the only person who deals with, incoming emails and makes the changes to the accounts at schoolsucksproject.com. So just give me like a 24-hour period. I'll try to, you know, be in front of the computer as much as I can over the next 48 hours to get everybody upgraded who comes in. And I really hope you do. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for hearing me out if you made it this far. Now, you know what? Since you made it this far, why don't I leave you with something that's somewhat entertaining? We did a strategy session a while back, and this went right into the AV Club, and I'll give you a little preview of it. It's me and Mark Stevens from the No State Project and Richard Grove from Peace Revolution and Tragedy and Hope. And this is a conversation we had for subscribers only, but Here's a preview. I'm trying to add more valuable stuff to the bonus content section because I want people to also, you know, get additional value for what they pay for. And those people certainly provide a lot of value to me. So that's it. Here you go. Thank you so much. More stuff is coming soon. Hopefully that Asus problem will be solved in the coming days. And I'll be hitting it as hard as I was a couple weeks ago. So I look forward to that. Take care.
Because I look at what my children, because I have to unschool my own kids. So I can see it firsthand, and I know several teachers. So I have from personal experience, even though it's not as much as, you know, you, Brett, because, I mean, you're a teacher. But I can see the incredible lack of critical thought actually being taught. The fact that children, if it is taught at all, and I think I mentioned this with Jan, it just seems to be that there's a concerted effort to avoid certain topics. Because if all you did, because I've caught heat just on this network from, I won't name names, because of somehow that the way I do things in court is just dangerous. And all you're doing is taking a trivium or the scientific method and going into, and you're challenging these sacred cows. And it just seems to be at school, it seems logical anyway, that that's where it's kind of starting, that there are just certain things you take on faith and where you can apply these six honest men to the issue of science, you know, of biology. You can apply it to, math and whatnot. But you do not apply it to American history or the concept that they teach of government.
Yeah, and on that note too, Mark, the one thing I think for me anyway that differentiated your work from a lot of things that people were saying, for example, people would call Free Talk Live and they would have this partial picture of how to deal with the so-called justice system, right? And they would say, "Oh, and it was all it was one part of the trivium, let's say." They would say, "Don't call your car a car, call it a vessel or something." And they would give this, they wouldn't give this whole picture presentation. They would give this very narrow presentation where it's just like, dealing with the legal system is like being on a game show in a foreign country, right? Where if you just know the passwords, you'll do okay. You know, if you just know what to say here, you'll do okay. So when I first reached out to you, I guess, geez, that was probably like 2 years ago now at this point, when we did that show in 2011, that's what I was driving at, even though we were focusing specifically on language and terms.
Was that really that long ago?
Yeah, it was like episode 103, 104, and I'm up around 240 something.
Time flies when you're doing your grammar.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gosh. I've been talking. I told my wife, we had some things we had to do, and I had to get back in with Brett, and I mentioned I had done your show, and I said, I think it was last year. It was really, holy crap.
Yeah.
All right.
And from my perspective, Mark, I don't want to make your wife jealous or anything, but you have a strong advocate in the Tragedy and Hope community named Darby, and she had insisted that everyone on my team start to review your work and to look into it and adventures in legal land. And, I just wanted to let you know that you've got fans out there and they are carrying forth the good word.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm glad to hear that. I had a really good time doing your show because we don't really get to spend as much time discussing the what I call like weasel words.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was nice to be able to do that because most of my show is so caller driven now and dealing with people's immediate issues that we don't always get to do something unless we're recording a show and then we don't have to work, we don't have the callers.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Here's the vocabulary and here's the strategies. And what a lot of people like Ian Freeman, who deals with these callers pretty frequently, he calls them the Patriot, like P-A-Y, like sign up for my program and learn how to, manipulate your way out of any, situation with a judge or the police with a few simple words.
Right.
So what you're doing on your show that I just started listening to around the time we connected was,
you know, there was a vocabulary, but there was also the application of that vocabulary into strategies. And I mean, I guess you're still doing the same format, right? Where people are calling in with issues or questions related to that.
Yeah, it's just I make it very clear that, you know, there are no magic words. That if they what they're trying to do, obviously, like you and I discuss, is use words to change your perception. Mm-hmm. And to basically control you and to blind you from what's really going on. You know, that's why I said that these words just blind you from, you know, the public relations, just blind you from the violence, what's really going on. And it's a violence they tend not to want to admit. And so I just point out that if they are using those words, just ask them to tell you what, like, for example, I had a guy and he's on the website. I said, what are you trying to convey to me when you use the phrase the state or, you know, well, the state of Washington? Okay, but what are you trying to convey to me when you use the phrase the state of Washington? Because he was saying the state of Washington has jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I take it. I take great pains to, you know, to really explain to people that calling your car a conveyance doesn't change anything.
Right.
They don't care. It's the application of their code to you. And that, yeah. And Ian, I've known Ian for years. I you know, we're friends, and I was helping him with this thing, and you know, there's a whole video of it. It's not only on Free Keen, but Calvin edited my audio in from my end because it was a lot higher quality than what you get from, you know, because they were recording me on a TV mod, you know, or of a computer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think goes a long way to demonstrating how much more effective it is to stick to the facts, to stick to the application of the law as opposed to the interpretation of the law, because it gives them a whole pass. It lets them get off the first floor. Okay, I'm not kicking Ian. I'm just an honest critique of how much more effective it is, because if you watched that whole video, my transmission was cut. The guy just couldn't take it. He just couldn't take it anymore, and so he cut my transmission, and Ian didn't object to, like I was doing, and he just went past the issue of the prosecutor proving jurisdiction and started going into the interpretation and what the word resident means, as opposed to show me the evidence your code applies at all.
Yeah. And just point of clarification, when I mentioned Ian, you know, he was obviously very critical of people calling in and claiming that they could do these magic spells. You know,
oh, sure.
Simply, yeah. So, all right. So that, you know, I want to be respectful of your time here too. So I know that you had some questions about production, and before we got to that, I just wanted to ask you a few questions about, you know, I know what you're doing now. You do the weekly show, you do it on the radio, you do it on LRN. What are your goals? What are your resources? Do you have a team? That kind of stuff. So you want to just talk about that for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. I have been talking for a while of doing an additional show during the week because I get a full line of calls, and most of the time I just can't get to them all. I mean, you know, well, you do radio. I mean, sometimes 3 hours, depending on the, you know, how engaging the questions are from the listener, from the callers, you know, 3 hours can go really fast, which is why we have a lot of extra content where I started a couple of years ago blowing through the commercials. So this way we get an extra half hour of material in the same 3-hour show that Ian will run.